Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that comes up time and again in exams. And once you understand it properly, it's actually really fascinating. We're talking about water consumption patterns and specifically why developed and developing countries use water in completely different ways. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to describe the proportions of water used by agriculture, industry, and domestic sectors in both developed and developing countries, explain the reasons behind those differences, and crucially, write the kind of exam answers that earn you the top marks. So, let's get into it. Right, section one, the core concepts. Let's start with the basics. When geographers talk about water consumption, we split it into three sectors. First, agriculture. That's farming, irrigation, watering crops and livestock. Second, industry. That's manufacturing, cooling power stations, processing food, making products. And third, domestic. That's the water we use at home. Drinking, cooking, washing, flushing the loo. Now, here's the really important thing you need to know for your exam. The proportions of water used in each of these sectors are dramatically different depending on whether a country is developed or developing. Let's start with developing countries, sometimes called LICs, which stands for low-income countries, or NEEs, newly emerging economies. In developing countries, agriculture dominates water use. We're talking roughly 70 to 85% of all water consumed goes to farming. Some countries, like India and many parts of sub-Saharan Africa, use over 80% of their water just for agriculture. Industry accounts for around 10%, and domestic use is just 8 to 10%. Why is agriculture so dominant? Think about it. In many developing countries, a large proportion of the population still works in farming, often subsistence farming, where families grow food just to feed themselves. They rely on irrigation to water their crops, especially in hot, dry climates where rainfall is unreliable. In India, for example, over 60% of the workforce is employed in agriculture, and the country uses around 688 cubic kilometres of water per year, the vast majority of which goes to irrigating crops like rice and wheat. Now let's flip to developed countries, HICs, or high-income countries. Here, the picture looks completely different. In developed countries, industry is the biggest consumer of water, accounting for roughly 50 to 60% of total water use. Agriculture drops to around 25 to 30%, and domestic use sits at about 10 to 15%. Why does industry dominate in developed countries? Because developed economies are built on manufacturing, energy production, and services. Power stations need enormous amounts of water for cooling. Steel plants, chemical factories, food processing plants, they all consume huge volumes of water in their production processes. In the United States, for example, thermoelectric power generation alone accounts for around 40% of all freshwater withdrawals. That's staggering. So let's now move into section two, the reasons for these differences. This is where you can really pick up marks in an exam, because examiners want you to explain the why, not just describe the what. The first and most important reason is economic structure. Developing countries tend to have economies dominated by primary industries, farming, fishing, mining. These activities require large amounts of water, particularly for irrigation. Developed countries, on the other hand, have post-industrial economies, where manufacturing and services dominate. These industries are often more water efficient per unit of output, but they still consume large volumes overall. The second reason is technology. Developed countries have access to advanced water efficient technologies. Drip irrigation, for example, delivers water directly to plant roots, reducing wastage by up to 50% compared to flood irrigation. Industrial recycling systems allow factories to reuse water multiple times. In developing countries, access to these technologies is limited, so more water is used less efficient. Third, population needs and food security. In developing countries, feeding a large and often rapidly growing population is the number one priority. Governments invest heavily in irrigation infrastructure to boost crop yields and ensure food security. Countries like Egypt, which receives almost no rainfall, depend almost entirely on the River Nile for irrigation. Without it, agriculture and the food supply would collapse. Fourth, the level of industrialisation. As countries develop economically and industrialise, their industrial water demand increases sharply. China is a brilliant example of this. As China has industrialised rapidly over the past 30 years, its industrial water consumption has soared. China now uses around 600 cubic kilometres of water per year, with industry accounting for an increasing share. Fifth, infrastructure and access to piped water. In developed countries, virtually everyone has access to piped, treated water in their homes. This makes domestic water use higher per person. People take showers, run dishwashers, water their gardens. In developing countries, many people lack access to piped water and must collect it manually from rivers or wells. This limits domestic consumption, but it also means people are spending hours each day just collecting water rather than using it productively. And sixth, climate. Countries in hot, dry climates, many of which are developing countries, need more water for irrigation, simply because there is less rainfall. The Sahel region of Africa, for example, receives less than 250 millimetres of rainfall per year, making irrigation essential for any kind of crop production. Excellent. Now let's move into section three, exam tips and common mistakes. This is where I want to make sure you're walking into that exam room fully prepared. Command word alert. If a question says describe, you need to state the proportions. Give actual figures. Say something like, in developing countries, approximately 82% of water is used by agriculture, compared to only 30% in developed countries. That's a describe answer. Two or three developed points with data. Job done. If the question says explain, you need to go further. You need to say why. In developing countries, agriculture accounts for approximately 82% of water use because many people rely on subsistence farming and irrigation is needed to compensate for unreliable rainfall in hot, dry climates. That's an explain answer. A reason with a development. Now, the most common mistake I see candidates make is being vague. They write things like, developing countries use more water for farming because they are poorer. That's too vague. Examiners want specificity. Name a country, give a statistic, explain the mechanism. India uses approximately 80% of its water for agriculture because over 60% of the workforce is employed in farming, and irrigation is essential to grow staple crops like rice and wheat in regions with unreliable monsoon rainfall. See the difference? That second answer earns marks. The first one barely earns one. Another common mistake is confusing the sectors. Remember, in developing countries, agriculture dominates. In developed countries, industry dominates. Use the memory hook. Developing equals dirt, as in soil and farming. Developed equals drills and factories. Also, don't forget synoptic links. This topic connects beautifully to water security, climate change, population growth, and economic development. If you get a longer question, showing those connections will push you into the higher mark bands.
Right, section four, quickfire recall quiz. I'm going to ask you five questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What percentage of water is typically used by agriculture in a developing country? The answer is approximately 70 to 85%, with many countries like India using over 80%. Question two. Which sector dominates water use in developed countries? Industry, accounting for roughly 50 to 60% of total water use. Question 3. Name one reason why agriculture uses so much water in developing countries. Possible answers include subsistence farming, unreliable rainfall requiring irrigation, large agricultural workforce, hot and dry climates, or limited access to water-efficient technology. Question 4. Why does industry use more water in developed countries? Because developed economies have large manufacturing sectors, power stations requiring cooling water, and industrial processes that consume significant volumes of water. Question 5. Name a specific country example and a statistic you could use in an exam answer about water consumption. Good examples include India uses around 688 cubic kilograms of water per year, over 80% for agriculture, or the USA. Thermoelectric power accounts for around 40% of freshwater withdrawals, or Egypt, almost entirely dependent on the River Nile for irrigation. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you struggled, go back and reread the core concepts section of your study guide and try again tomorrow. Spaced repetition is your best friend in revision. Right, final section, summary and sign-off. Here are your key takeaways. 1. In developing countries, agriculture dominates water use, roughly 70 to 85%, because of subsistence farming, irrigation needs, and hot, dry climates. 2. In developed countries, industry dominates, roughly 50 to 60%, because of manufacturing, energy production, and industrial processes. 3. Domestic water use is relatively similar in both, around 8 to 15%, but per-person consumption is higher in developed countries due to better infrastructure and higher living standards. 4. The key reasons for differences include economic structure, technology, population needs, level of industrialization, infrastructure, and climate. 5. In your exam, always name specific countries, give statistics, and explain the mechanism, not just the fact. You've got this. Water consumption is one of those topics that rewards students who take the time to learn the actual figures and understand the reasons behind them. Go back over your notes, test yourself with the retrieval cues in your study guide, and make sure you can write a full explain answer without looking at your notes. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. Every bit of revision you do is a step closer to that grade you're working towards. Take care.